In 1934, this piece of music brought the Carnegie Hall audience to its feet. It was a new symphony by a black composer, but after a handful of performances, the music all but disappeared. Until now. NPR's Tom Heisinger has been listening to a new recording of the symphony and shares the backstory.
The composer was William Dawson. He was 35 years old when conductor Leopold Stokowski, leading the Philadelphia Orchestra, premiered Dawson's Negro Folk Symphony. There was even a nationwide radio broadcast. A New York critic called it the most distinctive American symphonic proclamation so far. Dawson's symphony is emotionally charged. He said he wasn't out to imitate Beethoven or Brahms, but wanted those who heard it to know that it was, quote, unmistakably not the work of a white man, unquote. Dawson found inspiration for the piece in traditional spirituals. In the third movement, he quotes, "Hallelujah, Lord, I've been down into the sea." William Dawson was born in 1899 in Alabama. At age 13, he ran away from home to the Tuskegee Institute. He studied music, wrote his first pieces, and graduated in 1921. 10 years later, after a master's degree, he returned to the historically black institution to launch its music school and make its choir famous, singing his arrangements of spirituals. But the heart of Dawson's symphony does not draw from a spiritual. It's the central movement titled Hope in the Night. Dawson gives the mournful theme to the English horn. He described it as, quote, "the humdrum life of a people whose bodies were baked by the sun and lashed with the whip," unquote. Later, he lets the entire orchestra take it over. William Dawson never wrote another symphony. Stokowski recorded the Negro Folk Symphony in 1963, and the Detroit Symphony recorded it nearly 30 years later. But since then, nothing. The problem, in part, is the score. Dawson revised it after visiting Africa, and some say it needs a careful editing and republication. This new recording has plenty of elegance and fire, though. Arthur Fagan deftly conducts the ORF Vienna Radio Symphony, and also includes two fine works by Ulysses Kay. He was another African-American, slightly younger than Dawson, but more prolific. Kay's music also deserves to be heard more. His Fantasy Variations from 1963 is brilliantly orchestrated and deceptive. Instead of starting with a theme and spinning off variations, Kay does the opposite, offering his big reveal at the end. There are a lot of questions about diversity and what American orchestras should be performing these days. An engaging album like this offers some answers.
The album features music by William Dawson and Ulysses Kay. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.